recording system, because these meetings are recorded and you just need to press the button on yours when you're speaking so that we could catch your comments. And we'll start with Renee Figueroa from our office calling the roll.
Okay. And if anybody has if I incorrectly pronounce your name, just let me know, okay, for future reference. Laura Dent, she's absent. Greg Fossey?
Basie,
correct. Jennifer Garcia?
Present.
Nicholas Neary Lang?
Present.
Alexa Scholl?
Scholl,
okay.
Here.
Thank you. Augustine Yurkiri?
Yurkiri.
Present.
Thank you. And Thomas Warren?
Present.
Thank you. Okay, and with that, we have quorum, Madam Clerk. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll chair the meeting just for a few minutes while we go through our opening remarks and introductions. My name is Suzanne Message. I'm the city clerk, and I'm very happy to have you all here. Thank you for going through this process with us. It's a charter process that's mandated by the voters, and we appreciate your time and attention. We'll go through the binder in a little bit. And give you an opportunity to decide what dates or days of the week and times work for you. Your work needs to be completed by March 15th of 2023. So with that, if we could start with commission members and introducing yourselves.
I'll go first, I guess. My name is Alexa Scholl. I'm the director of business advocacy for the Tucson Metro Chamber. And prior to that, I served a 4-year term on the Prescott City Council. And so I'm happy to be here, especially considering in Prescott, the council members make $500 a month. It's definitely not a living wage there. So looking forward to discussing more about what we think council members and mayors are worth, and put that forward to the voters.
Hi, nice to meet you all. My name is Nico Nyeri Lang. I'm a student here, actually at the University of Arizona. I am excited to be here. I am the student body vice president, actually. And apologies if I ask a lot of questions during this time. So I appreciate you all. Thank you.
I'm Warren.
I'm Augustine Urquidy. I'm retired. I have worked for the state of Arizona as a supervisor and case manager for 39 and a half years. Currently serve on the board of directors for ENVP. It's the Eastside Neighbors Volunteer Program. It serves the senior population and disabled, provides services to them. Happy to be on the commission. Look forward to learning a lot and being involved in the decision-making process as far as the recommendations of the mayor and council.
I'm Jennifer Garcia. I work at the University of Arizona in the School of Plant Sciences in the College of Agriculture. Recently graduated from the U of A with my master's degree in public administration in the School of Government, and I've been a Tucson resident for 31 years.
My name is Greg Facey. I work for a nonprofit by the name of Bell Excel that serves underprivileged youth throughout the United States. I served on this same organization or committee last time, so 2 years ago. So happy to be here again.
We have two staff members with us, if you'd introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Renee Figueroa with the City Clerk's Office, and I kind of help out with the BCCs, the Boards and Committees Commissions. I think some of you, I loyalty oath virtually, so thanks for that, and thanks for being here. Okay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jesus Acedo. I'm a manager with the Clerk's Office, and I oversee the records section currently. So Renee and myself will be providing support throughout your term through the commission, and so you'll be hearing a lot from us.
So the next item on the agenda is the open meeting law presentation. And I thought before we do that, I would just go through the binder that we've given you because there is some interesting information. It's information we gather based on requests from past commissions and just think it might be of interest to you in your decision making. You are called the Citizens Commission on Public Service and Compensation, but we have shortened that in our office to the Salary Commission. So if you hear me say that, don't be surprised. But one of the things in the binder, I'll just go through tab by tab very quickly. Behind tab one, we have a letter from the city manager, and a lot of these printouts are directly from the city's budget book. So you can go online if you're interested in more information, but that's his letter to the community for this fiscal year. Behind tab A is a list of who we are in the city clerk's office and how to contact us. And as Jesus said, he and Renee will be the chief support for your commission. The next page after the list of city clerk staff is the list of who you are with contact information. I just want to assure you, we don't give out your address and phone number if the public asks for it. So this is just for you personally. Behind tab B with the typo on top is the salary history of the past ballot issues that have been placed on the ballot regarding mayor and council salaries. As you can see, the one in 2021 failed pretty close. I mean, it was pretty close. We almost did it, but not quite. Anyway, it's an interesting read, just the history itself, because the voters have not approved a raise for the mayor and council since 1999. Behind tab C are more printouts from the budget book, just to show you what's available to you should you want to look online. Fairly interesting reading, but shows you how the city's budget is growing. Behind tab D is information on the mayor and council and their offices themselves. As you can see, the purpose of the mayor and council is to act as the policy-making body for the city of Tucson by passing administrative directives, ordinances, and resolutions. But the next page over is what their operating budget is for this fiscal year. Each council office has its own budget, and so does the mayor's office. The council offices are budgeted the same amount across the board. The mayor has slightly more. Behind tab E is information we gather at the start of each commission process from the Eller School, and it's got the current inflation rate and the average salaries in the city of Tucson. Followed by the Consumer Price Index, updated. Behind tab F is a memo that's still pertains to this commission on how you could advocate for or against a ballot issue should you place one on the ballot. It's something I suggest you read there with this situation or question comes up every time a ballot issue is placed. Behind tab G is information on the county salaries, and I find this very interesting because they will be getting a raise in 2025. And somebody here pointed out city council members make $24,000 a year. I thought it was interesting that in 2020, the Board of Supervisors will be at $96,600. That's the only editorial remark I will make, I promise. Tab H is tonight's agenda, and I think we don't have anything until behind tabs 3 and 4 are the recommendations of past commissions. And then we've given you a copy of the Tucson Charter. The first page is pertains specifically to the commission, but you have the whole charter, should you like to go through that. And behind tab six is a memo from Mike Rankin, the city attorney, regarding the open meeting law and emails. It's actually, I encourage you to read it, especially on going through kind of the ifs and thens, still in order. And it's followed by a copy of the open meeting law, although I'll make a very short presentation shortly. That's what's in the binder for you to read when you can't fall asleep or something like that. And I gave you all a printout of a short overview of the open meeting law. I think most of you are probably pretty familiar with it, but for those that aren't, I'll just go over it very quickly. It was adopted in 1962 and has two core concepts. That one is that meetings should be public, open to the public, with notice posted in time for the public to be informed about the meeting and what's going to be discussed. And then it needs to provide public access to the meeting and ensure all of the people's business is conducted openly. So for purposes of the open meeting law, the city clerk staff will be the ones that make, you know, post the agendas, make sure they're posted on time, take care of the minutes, and the legal action report that has to be completed within 3 working days after the meeting. But some of the things that come up, what constitutes a meeting, it's a gathering of a quorum of you, and you're a 7-member body, so 4 people need to be present for the meeting to be held. If somebody is not able to be present in person, they can appear by phone or on Teams if we know in advance, but we have trouble with a lot of people on computers in here with Teams in our recording system. We learned that during the pandemic, so that's why we don't encourage people to be here in person and electronically at the same time in this room. So the things on page 2 of the printout on the open meeting law, just cautionary actions and activities, because there's a lot, every once in a while somewhere in the state somebody is accused of circumventing the open meeting law by not holding a meeting in person, but by emailing the whole group, the body, and discussing what is going to become official action. So you can email each other about the weather, but if you tie that into mayor and council need a raise, then it could be a violation of the open meeting law. So be careful with that. We recommend that if you have information you want the whole commission to know, you email it to Renee and Jesus, and they will disseminate it to you. That way you can reply to them, but not each other. We have to stick to the agenda topics. We can't wander off, and that leads into territory where you're discussing something that wasn't posted for the public. We also recommend that you don't call each other to say, hey, what if I suggest we talk about X, Y, and Z? That could lead to a violation of the open meeting law. And the last page is what can happen if you're found in violation, because we're the city clerk's office, so we always say what the violation is going to be if you violate the open meeting law. So I wanted to make that really quick so we can discuss the roles and responsibilities of the committee. As I mentioned, you need to have a recommendation to Mayor Council by March 15th of 2023. We're here to support you. However you need to come to your conclusion and your recommendation, we can provide additional information. We're here to support you, the city clerk staff, and schedule the meetings, schedule the rooms, kind of at your service. Your role is to review the material, go through, ask questions, get additional material from us if you need, and make that recommendation by March 15th. If an item goes on ballot, we can talk at that time about what you're allowed to do. And we've had city attorney opinions on how you can advocate for or against ballot issues should you put one on the ballot. I don't like to do all the talking at a meeting like this. So item 5 is election of officers, and you're welcome to discuss amongst yourselves and see if you would like to elect a chair and vice chair this evening.
I'm happy to be chair if no one else is interested, but if there's others interested, speak up.
Elect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to suggest you. And I think this is legal to say, but I think I've worked with Lexa on being on a committee with about EV and so on, but she's very thorough and very objective. But also, I think it's important the fact that she's her position in the Chamber of Commerce. And I think that would bode well for her to be the chair, as far as, to be quite frank, getting votes.
Thanks, Tom.
So we hear a nomination for Alexa Scholl. Do we hear a second?
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes 6-0. I can now turn the meeting over to Alexa Chair Scholl.
Okay. So it looks like we need to do a lot of work in a short amount of time, so we need to pick some future meeting dates. Ms. Clerk, in years past, how many times has this commission met?
It's been weekly.
Okay.
Unless there's something comes up where you need to meet more than once a week or even every other week, if you can do your work quickly.
Okay. So we should probably settle on a weekly day and time that works best. Okay.
And we do need to elect a vice chair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a really bad chair already. Okay. Anyone interested in being vice chair?
Yes. I would like to nominate the gentleman at the end of the table, nonprofit. I think that would be a great representation of our community.
I hear a nomination. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Are you comfortable with that? Do you accept that nomination?
I accept.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Okay, now we can move on to future meetings. So we need to pick a day and a time. Is it prudent to meet in the evening after work hours just for the sake of the public? Or okay. Are there days and times that we know do not work, that you have other obligations that we really need to work around? For me, Wednesday evenings are not good. I have another obligation. Okay.
Evenings actually work better for me.
Okay.
Me as well.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I just state, if you want to meet in this room, Mayor and Council meet on Tuesday evening, so it would be difficult for you to meet in here.
Okay. So no Tuesdays, no Wednesdays. Do Thursdays typically work for you? Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we meet Thursdays at 5:30 here in this room? Yes?
Is 5 too early for folks at the table? If it's inconvenient, then, 5:30 is good.
I would prefer 5:30.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Do we need a motion for that? Okay. Okay, so we will pretty much plan for Thursday evenings at 5:30 here in this room, unless we have something urgent that comes up that calls for another meeting at another time. Okay, moving on to item 7, review data and develop commission recommendation. I'm assuming at this point this is just time for us to have open discussion kind of about what we're thinking. I know this is a lot of material that we just got this evening, and so probably need some time to go through, but I didn't just open it up to anyone who has initial thoughts or comments that you just want to share that we can work around.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we can get some additional data on which areas voted for.
It looks like there are some breakdowns in some of the earlier data about how many percentage of precincts got past it, but that's some good data to have. Other thoughts or questions or data that you'd like?
Personally, I think that's a great suggestion as far as trying to analyze which way to run the campaign and where to go with it to get votes. Also, you know, just thinking about it and going through the book, I would like us to at least ask for the average salary in the city. It doesn't mean our mayor and council folks are average at all. But, you know, I think at least asking for the average salary of whatever we decide, and then we can also use that type of thing, hopefully, to get votes.
So you're talking about the medium household income?
Oh, average.
Average.
Excuse me, Alexa, but it's just quite a bit higher than the median.
Can we get that data?
It's in here. Yeah.
We should be able to. The average salary versus the median.
Gotcha. I think it's discussed in here. I think I saw. Yeah.
I was looking at I was just looking below, but yes, it is there. So that for council members higher for the mayor, is that kind of what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking, yes. I didn't mean that that's what we should ask. We could ask for more, but that's why I said at least.
Sure.
Maybe the just taking into consideration the last salary increase and present pay salary adjustment, if there are things that we economists determine what the salary is adjusted for.
Do you know, are we allowed to, instead of it being a hard number, can it be a formula? Yes.
I would have to say it kind of depends on what the formula is.
Okay.
Get to a number.
I was just thinking, like, if instead of having to choose a number every 2 years, it's just the average salary for the city of Tucson adjusted for inflation. That way it adjusts each year. Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of making sure they're comfortable okay. Writing a ballot issue that way.
Okay.
I have a question. I don't know if I saw it in there, but if there's data for like average cost of living in the city of Tucson or projections over the next few years.
So not necessarily data on what people are making, but what they're spending? Okay.
Average cost of living, either projections or currently.
I was looking at the last time this was run. It was really close with I guess I have to do some quick math here. So they ran it for the mayor's salary to be $54,000 a year and $36,000 a year for mayor and council. And that was a very close election. I'm wondering if bumping it up too much would make it, again, difficult to run. Like, should we just, like, get an incremental win? And that would be something that's more digestible to the community as opposed to a significant jump from 24, where they are now, up to 56, which was kind of your recommended, thought.
I in this room, I think, the logic is good. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many folks out there or the vote will remember that did vote what the salary that we was suggested is. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think it's how we present it to the public, getting back to our elected officials, mayor and council that run a $2 billion business now, are they worth the average salary? So, you know, how do we really campaign and get those votes? I think that that's part of it. But in this room, that logic to me makes a lot of sense, what you just said, Alexa. But I don't know that the voters, you know, mm-hmm. how we present it and get the votes. That's my feeling, at least.
I would have to agree. I think the voters are ready for a change, and they're probably not necessarily going to see the last numbers or remember the last numbers.
Other thoughts or questions that you'd like us to look into, or data that you'd like the clerk's office to help us gather?
Is there any thought, this might be a little bit outside the box, but is there any thought of making comparisons like sister cities with comparable budgets and mm-hmm. comparable responsibilities to take a look, not necessarily to go along with the same, but to just to take a look at what the compensation is there?
Yeah. So maybe we could get some data on population, budget size, and council salaries.
It's very easy to get for the state of Arizona. Is there any other jurisdictions? Sometimes we're compared to Albuquerque, but other cities. Not that I want to give us more work to do, but we can keep it in the state of Arizona for now, and then you can tell us if you want us to find more information.
I would agree. I think that down the road, we'll probably get more information from other paired states as well, like Nevada. And
That might be a question for the clerk, but is it, whether the city attorney, but, you know, it's always, excuse me, as a full part-time job, and yet, at least my interaction with the council, which is pretty often, it's not a part-time job at all. Last week I had a meeting that, you know, went to about 8:40 at night at a council office with neighbors. And I just think that, you know, we might want to push the fact that it is a full-time job, and the constituents, they sure ask for immediate answers. And they want to, at least they want the answer at least within 24 hours, lots of times sooner. So I just don't know, you know, I don't know legally, you know, how to address that, Alexa.
I do have a question. Would it be feasible for us to gather some empirical data regarding amount of hours spent by an average council member for those same neighboring cities? So hours spent in the office doing the work for council members and mayors. Is that a feasible number that we're able to gather?
It's certainly something we could attempt. I'm not sure how long it would take because we would have to give them time to respond. Mm-hmm. Some cities do designate that their council are full-time. There's nothing in the Tucson Code or the Tucson Charter that says that mayor and council are full-time or part-time. Mm-hmm. So it's,
yeah.
We could also survey the current mayor and council of Tucson and see if they have an average number of hours they spend a week at their jobs, because some of them do have outside employment as well.
Yeah, that'd be good as well.
I do know at previous commission meetings, the council members have also come and spoken to the commission on kind of that topic, how much they're doing, how many hours. So I don't know if maybe we can extend an invitation to one of our future meetings to the council members if they're interested in coming and sharing their thoughts about what we're working on.
Madam Chair, do you want us to extend that invitation for next week, or...
Do you guys want them sooner rather than later? Yeah? Okay. I would say it's just like a rolling invitation if they have thoughts. You know, as we progress, I think we'd be more than welcome to hearing from them. Are we feeling like maybe we need to digest a little and read some of the data that we've got in front of us, and hopefully we'll get some more data from the clerk's office and can kind of put together some thoughts for next week? Yeah.
Yeah, I just have a question. When was the last increase that took place?
1999. 22 years ago.
So the operation is going to have to be changes, responsibilities, as I mentioned before, adjustments for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since 1999, that's quite a few years.
Yeah, well, in the recommendations from previous commissions, a big piece of their recommendations actually is their rationale and justification. So I think an important part of our work will not only be, you know, figuring out what number or formula we land on, but also writing the argument as to why folks should support this. And hopefully that'll then be part of the campaign as well, those points. And so things like you were mentioning, I think, would be great to include. Is it normal for the first meeting to be pretty short? Okay. Just wanted to make sure we weren't off pace. Any final thoughts or questions that you want to make sure we hear tonight before we take our homework home? Okay. I don't have to have a motion to adjourn, right? Okay. Okay.
When will the I'm sorry to That's interrupt. Okay. When will the agenda be put out for the next meeting? Is that?
I can get it out by Tuesday of next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing nothing further, this meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, staff, for having us so prepared. I think this is really good to start. Thank you.